Blog Talk Radio.
It is Blog Talk Radio coming to you live and in color. This is the International Black Summit, and this is Glenn Greenwich bringing you live radio. How about that? Hope you're doing good. So, I'm going to have the declaration read, and I'm going to get out there and make sure some folks join us for today, Valentine's Day. The topic is being your own Valentine on Valentine's Day. So hopefully we'll have some people join in the conversation around that. So let me get to texting and getting some folks on the call. So before we get started, let me read the declaration. International Black Summit. Those of you who may or may not know, but the International Black Summit is the organizer of this conversation, and we support it. And basically, this is our declaration, kind of like our mantra. The declaration is. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is February 14th, 2017. Please join me in a moment of silence as we go north, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. All righty. So we've got, you know, several different conversations tonight that we're going to talk about. Don't get me started on Mr. Lil T, as I call him. That is our new reigning president. He's a mouthful, but we'll leave that one alone. So, but what I'd like to do is start off the conversation and ask the question: what is it like to be your own Valentine on Valentine's Day? Now, that may be a trigger for some of you, and a trigger, as you know, is something that you are unable or can't be with, and it causes you to go on automatic pilot. So that may be something that may be occurring for you inside of the conversation, being your own Valentine. But I think the other part of it is an opportunity for us to explore ourselves inside of the self-love conversation. And I think that's a very useful and powerful one anyway, because certainly we want to be able to love ourselves and know who we are and be comfortable in our own skin. So, so that's something that we definitely want to, think about inside of that conversation. And so this is not about making yourself wrong or making somebody else wrong because you are not having a Valentine. It is what it is. So I've got a couple people on the phone, that have dialed up that may be interested. I'm going to text a couple people that said that they'd be interested. Being my own Valentine. You know, there's something about that. It kind of seems it seems like it shouldn't be. You know, when you look at the commercialism that's associated with it, of course, you know, you buy flowers for somebody, you buy candy, you buy, little animals, little stuffed animals. You know, all of those things are very much so. And in fact, they sell more red roses on Valentine's Day. It's only second to Mother's Day. And so it's a very commercial day. People take out their loved ones. What else? So there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, to say the least. I'm going to open up the mics and see if anyone wants to comment about it. 313-914, your mic is open. 917-792, your mic is open. If you'd like to share or contribute to the call, please do so. What do you think about being your own Valentine on Valentine's Day?
This is Vernell.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Vernell.
And hi. And it's weird. I never felt that way because I my Valentine is my mom. So since I was younger, I always, celebrated Valentine's Day, with her. And I even got her a box of candy today. And I just never felt empty about it. Just never felt empty. It was my mom, April Baker. And she's my Valentine's, and I'm happy to have her, and I still have my mom, and she's 72, and we got up this morning, and I wished her, happy Valentine's Day, so I've never felt alone. I don't know if that makes sense, but never did.
No, that's actually great. Is there... And what would you say, if anything, about loving yourself? Is that something that shows up around Valentine's Day?
Oh yeah. Oh absolutely. But it's like I love myself, and that does show up. But she with my mom. She loved me so much that it shows up that I love myself, obviously, but it's my mom loved me so much that I just, it was never anything missing. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm fortunate enough to still have my mom as well. And there's something special about having your mom around. And it certainly is, my mom doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day because she's a Jehovah's Witness. But if she did, you know, I would give her stuff and enjoy being around her. And what I still can do is provide her with things not on the day of. So, for example, I can always give her a gift the day before or the day after, but not on Valentine's Day. So,
right.
I've given my mother gifts like candy and a little stuffed heart, and things like that. So there's certainly an opportunity to celebrate the day inside of your relationship with your mom as well. You know, absolutely. And we've got Henrietta Bird has joined the call as well. Your mic is open, Henrietta. My co-host. So welcome to the show, my dear. And this is Vernell.
Thank you, Junior.
You're welcome, my dear. So I can't say that you're in Chi-Town. You're in Hotlanta this time. So the topic of discussion is being your own Valentine on Valentine's Day. And so we were just talking a little bit about self-love and how that plays into the bigger conversation, the commercial conversation that Valentine's Day has become. So we're talking a little bit about that. So how are you doing, Henrietta?
I'm doing good. I just had a wonderful experience in Atlanta, you know, with two of the greats from the International Black Summit, Joe Hampton and Keita Clark. I just had being with them is wonderful always.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. So anything that you'd like to share about being your own Valentine on Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, the conversation is always about loving yourself, right? So that you can have that space to love others.
Well, you're absolutely right, because you can't love anything if you don't love yourself first.
That's right.
But not loving yourself is unconscious. You know, we don't consciously not love ourselves. We unconsciously don't love ourselves because we have these habits of doing for others, and we were taught to be of service, and we were taught to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So we started, being in service in so many different ways. Religion teaches us that, right? As well. So we start to serve and serve and serve. And, the next thing you know is that you got a habit of serving other people, right? And
yeah.
And you're used up. You're just used up. And you don't have time for yourself. You don't have energy for yourself. So we have to pay attention now to making sure we serve from the overflow. I always say God gives us a portion of energy for ourselves to do what we are to do for ourselves so that we can be of service. But if we don't do what we need to do for ourselves, we cannot be of service to others. And, you know, we can force ourselves and we can go through the motions, but it's not playing full out. You know, like dance teachers always say, dance full out. Like, you know, in rehearsal, dance full out so that when you really do the performance, you're used to doing it full force, right?
Mm.
But taking care of yourself, we have to do that all the way so that, you know, it's a habit of taking care of ourselves rather than not taking care of ourselves and fully taking care of someone else. We kind of got it backwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I completely get that. I completely get that. I think one of the things inside of this conversation of February and of love and of Black history, I think it's even more important for us to focus consciously about self-love. I think that, Henrietta, what you were pointing to is that we wouldn't consciously not love ourselves, but we do things unconsciously that are not consistent with loving ourselves. You know, being addicted, you know, smoking cigarettes, using drugs, overeating, not exercising. You know, all of those are aspects of taking care of ourselves that we push to the side and unconsciously are not taking the best care of ourselves, and we have an opportunity to bring it into the consciousness. And so, with like anything else, once you bring it into the consciousness, you then have an opportunity to impact it or to alter the behavior that has caused it to be in the background or to be unconsciously unhealthy to yourself. So, we've got some choices when we can bring it into the conscious being.
And that's really wild.
Okay. Go ahead, Rita. And we have 303-914. If your mic is open as well, if you'd like to say something about this topic or any of the topics we've shared so far.
It's interesting. Every time this topic comes up about how we are in the community for ourselves, I keep thinking it's too much talk about you. You're okay. And, you know, overeating or drinking and not, it's just all behaviors. I don't know if I could point to it and say, that doesn't mean I don't love myself. That means I just love eating.
I just think
I want to indulge. However, but when I look at the man across, and I, you know, I'm in a big market now, and it's interesting how I find it very hard. Maybe I shouldn't use hard. I find it takes more service to serve my Black people, and we almost think that we're not going to get served. So I'm looking at what does it take to show love. Because that's, to me, the real test of loving myself, is to love my fellow man.
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. I think one begets the other. It's kind of like a catch-22 when it starts off, because they're when it's operating effectively, there's no separation. You know, it's only when it's not operating effectively that we see some separation or a void.
That's really powerful. Say that again.
So when it's working, there's no separation, the self-love and loving someone else. But I think that if and when there's a separation, it there's not a flow. Life is about an ebb and a flow. Like a possibility, not like it is, but like a possibility.
But could it be possible? See, here's I've heard and I've watched people who really didn't love themselves, but when they served others or gave to others, it was the greatest thing they enjoyed of themselves, and you could actually see them physically change inside of that kind of love and service. So
yeah.
You can even have yourself begin to love.
Mm-hmm.
By getting outside of what you think you are and just being with another. I think that is the ultimate. For me, I think that's the ultimate of love, is to be able to get outside your own judgment, expectation, ideas to be with another. Wow, I just discovered that just now in this moment.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Who is that? Who's that on the phone? I apologize.
This is Maya. Sorry.
Hi, Maya. Hi, this is Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. How are you? You sound so good.
Good. Is this Maya from Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is, and this is Vernell Fenn. From I'm out of Michigan now. But I was in Michigan at the Detroit Center.
Mm-hmm, I remember you.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, thanks for saying that. I just wasn't sure, and I recognize your voice. But I wasn't sure.
Yes.
So I forgot what I was going to say, but it's just good to hear your voice. Yeah.
Thank you.
There's something about the let me speak for myself. So I know that for myself, one of the things that is much easier for me to love and to provide and to contribute to others, and what this work has made me be more conscious of, is all the loving myself and take care of myself. And doing things to support me so that I can take care of those others. And I don't know that I was fully conscious to the things that didn't contribute or support me in loving myself, because my attention was on serving others. But there's something about that serving others that gets us. Again, I'm going to come back to this whole flow conversation of the ebb and flow. So for me, it's allowed the serving others have made me present to the opportunity that is loving myself can be. And this is not to say that, you know, once I started it, I'm good and I never, you know, fall out of it. These kinds of conversations begin to get me present to who I am about myself, as well as who I am as in serving others. So I just wanted to kind of keep presence in that for myself inside of the conversation and offering up for any of you to see if there's anything you see around that. Henrietta, you've been kind of quiet. Anything for you?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening because we are so, what I hear is that we are so, what's the word, trained or, I'm not sure the term, but you all know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
In doing more for others than we do for ourselves. See, and so much so that even when we mention taking care of ourselves, it sounds selfish to us. It sounds
yes.
like we are doing something that's like we're sinning or we're like it's blasphemy
uh-huh.
or it's something like that. And it's not, you know, it's we were never created to do more for others than we do for ourselves. That was a learned behavior that came a long time ago. When you think about when you wake up in the morning and you're fresh and you've had a good night's sleep, you can do everything. You can take on just about anything because for the last however many 6 to 8 hours, you've rested. Your body is relaxed and it's ready to go. That's the way it is all the time. Like if we drink water regularly and we hydrate ourselves and we rest and we surround ourselves with positiveness, we're always ready to do for others because we're in that space of feeling good. Thoughts are good. All of that. But we, you know, we were like, no, you get up and you get to work and you do what you got to do and you sleep when you can and you eat when you can. That's a learned behavior. That's something that we learn to not get enough rest and to not, not to do for ourselves. So that's the thing that I find very interesting. And whenever we are in conversations like this, people are very resistant to this conversation about
mm-hmm.
putting ourselves first. So that's what
yeah.
I was listening.
I can
yeah,
this is Vernell.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This is Vernell. I can agree with that, and But I noticed that when there's a person that's like you, Glenn, who is you're so selfless that I go, wow, you know, if I could be that way, or it makes me want to be, because I'm selfish, right? So there's some things I'm selfish about. But there's when I get people to contribute to me, I tend to really go out and contribute to them too. Does that make sense? It's just
yeah.
It's just I feel so loved and it's not even make me want to contribute. It's just that I feel so loved. That it's not that, and it's not even to contribute to that person in particular, but it's contribute out in the world. You know, like I was having a conversation with my mother tonight about these children that I want to give them. You know, we want to give them a home, and so when you get people like Glenn or people like Glenn. The way you contribute is like, wow, you know, like I can do that too. You know, I can give that way, and it just inspires me. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for that, Vernell. that is quite awesome. So thank you. I get it. I capture it. And I own it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let me do a little commercial break here. The summit is going to Guyana, South America. For the 27th annual event this August 3rd through the 6th. And so I want to make sure you get your tickets and get your information. Registration information is at the, on the website, www.blacksummit.org. So there's information up there that about where we're going and what's happening, and certainly you can find the declaration. Now, we didn't talk about the purpose of the summit, so let me just take a couple moments to speak about the purpose for the International Black Summit, for the International Black Youth Summit, and the International Black Young Adult. So we have three different levels of participation that are going on concurrently through this August event. So the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So that's the conversation for the, I'm going to call it the Adult Summit. Then there's, we exist to facilitate, so this is the purpose of the International Black Youth Summit. We exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And then we have the purpose of the International Black Young Adult Summit to provide an opportunity for participants ages 18 to 35, a space for reflection, communication, mentorship, and growth through vision creation and implementation. This conversation empowers young adults to powerfully transition to adulthood equipped for global success. So, again, we've got three levels of the conversation, and certainly this love conversation is part of that that we're exploring tonight. And let me just read the question for the year that we're engaging in so that we can also be present for that as well. So as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? Let me read that one again, because in this day and time with little T and what's going on with his administration, I think that this is a real important one for me to keep myself present. As I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe? So that's the question that we're engaging in between now and the summit event. So as we look at the self-love conversation, what comes to mind is the different aspects of myself, the outward, inward, and maybe some other things taking place in between all of that going on. So this aspect has me consider, you know, the different ways that I be out in the world and the different ways that I take care of myself in the world, or not taking care of myself in the world, or not taking care of people out in the world. So both of those things begin to kind of get churned up for myself when I hear this, the question of the year, inside of the conversation of being my own Valentine on Valentine's Day. So what do you guys hear? Conversation.
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. And then I've got Mr. Ron Pack has joined the call. So we've got a whole host of people tonight. We've got Brunel, we've got Maya, we've got Henrietta online, as well as myself, and your mic is now open, Mr. Rod.
Yeah, I think I've just come in on the tail. Yeah, I'm just coming in on the tail end, so I just kind of, I'm almost kind of speechless. The only thing I can say is Happy Valentine's Day. I guess the only thing I can say at this moment.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, good. Actually, you're the first one to say that on the call. So thank you for prefacing Valentine's Day inside of the conversation of being our own Valentine.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good. Thank you. So we're basically just been engaging in our whole self-love conversation and you know what it is to love ourselves and to love ourselves inside of the service of others.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been the consistent conversation that has come up inside of that inside of all aspects of ourselves as we engage in the question, but also as we engage in the Valentine's Day conversation. Especially as we look at being your own Valentine on Valentine's Day and all of the stuff that brings up, all of the commercialism that's associated with Valentine's Day and the opportunity for us to be present to ourselves and the love that we have for each other and the self-love that we have for ourselves inside of that. So, anything anyone would like to share around that? And I think we have Mr. Oren Saunders just joined the call as well. Welcome to the call, Oren. We've got Brunel, we've got Maya, we've got Henrietta, we've got Rod. We've got a little Valentine action going here. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Oren. I'm excited. Hi, Oren.
Hi.
This is Brunel. I'm sorry. When you said Oren, I'm like, oh my God, hi Oren. This is like what Valentine's is to me. It's like I know, we were talking about this is Brunel again. We were talking about Valentine's Day and what it's like to be on Valentine's, but I feel like this is really, I love Valentine's Day. So it doesn't occur like, you know, how, I don't know, like this conversation tonight, it seems like how it is, like it seems so heavy to me. And so when mm-hmm. you said, you know, you have Maya and you have the two people that I know and you have Oren, I was like, oh my God, hi. And I felt really like a lot of love.
Well, I thank you that I brought that on.
You did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I haven't, you know, for me to reach out and just to reach out on this call and to do the call is like, oh my goodness, Oren's on the phone. So that's what I, and Maya and Glenn and Henrietta, and I don't know Henrietta, but you sound like a great person. So and I think you said Rod
from Atlanta.
Oh, Rod, hi Rod. I know a picture of you, but I do know Rod too. So it's just nice, and that's all. I'm just really happy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it almost is like having a Valentine's Day party. I mean, we're engaged in this conversation in a way, and I'm going to say in a very loving manner, Because we know different aspects of each other, and we've engaged in each other on different ways and different levels, and that there is love for each other. So I mean, it's you know, I almost feel like we're at a Valentine's Day party.
That just happens to be
on the airwaves as opposed to being physically next to each other.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's a very, for me, this is Vanel again, it's a really happy time. And I feel good about it. I was thinking about Sabrina, that's my best friend, and Oren knows who she is, and Glenn knows who she is. And she would be like, oh, hi, and, you know, we would just be, you know, it's just a happy time for me. And so thank you for that, because I've had a rough couple of years, and you know, without you know, going too far, but it's just been a rough couple of years. So it's just good to hear your voice. So,
Is it now?
Well, thank you for being on the call.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that's great. It really is a party now.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, you know, once Oren joins the call, if it wasn't a party before, then it's certainly going to be a party after he gets on.
Yep. I don't joke. I don't party.
That's right. There you go.
That's right. Hey, well, really, you're awful quiet, my dear.
Yeah, it's great hearing your voice again. That's great. All the other people on the call. You know, I've never, things like Valentine's Day and birthdays and those things, it never meant anything to me. That is because of how I grew up in Guyana, and why those things never really made a big difference. Because we didn't really embrace it. I mean, everybody, some people did and some people didn't begin to work. Against it or anything like that. It just wasn't on our radar to the level. So for me, I never know how to look at it, you know. Even when I was in a relationship, it didn't really, I would do the things that you ought to do.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought that it reminded me of a whole lot of relationships.
Yeah.
I what happened on Valentine's Day, which was real funny. However, I just did the things, but went through the routines. You know, you gotta buy flowers and that kind of thing, but it never really meant anything to me. I think it's a great.
You said you never really meant it. You just bought them.
Yeah, because for me things like birthdays and Valentine's Day and stuff, I always look at it like, why do I have to do that to show my love, or to show, like, if you didn't know that, you know, that's how it felt. However, one thing that I think I've grown into is like, with all holidays, like, take the opportunity to celebrate, you know, whether it is that intense, you know, whether it's that, like, heartfelt or whatever, it's still, like, other people enjoy it. So don't hold me hostage to it, but I'll enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always tell
people. Oren, this is Vanel again. Sorry to cut you off, but you are right. You know, for me, when we don't want, like, we see a smile and you go, oh, high for now. And I mean, we all, like Sabrina, we talk about this. We go, oh, my God, we love Oren. So you don't have to get flowers or candy or anything like that, because we do. You are just an amazing human being. And we've known you for, like, I think 20 years or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, hello, for now, or whatever it is. It's your voice. It's your being. So we get it. and I'm saying we, and Sabrina's not even on the phone. If I had on the phone, she'd be, like, so, like, amazed. We'd be like, oh, my God, Oren. So we do get it. So you don't have to give us flowers. You are the flower.
No, he does not have to give us flowers.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about us.
That's right. There you go. Absolutely.
The other piece to it, though, is that since other people enjoy this, I don't mind receiving the flowers.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, however, what I wanted to say is that, like, it's any thing to celebrate. So, you know, I kind of shifted. It was a celebration and people doing, you know, it's just like Halloween. I never do Halloween parties. I didn't, you know, like, that's coming
yeah,
up from another perspective. Was like,
I don't know what that is.
Like, devil worshiping and all that. But now I'm in a space like, you know, people mm-hmm. enjoy it. It's fun. Just go and have the fun with people.
Yeah.
So I did the same with a whole Valentine's and a lot of holidays, Christmas and all that, right? You know, I hold them that way. And any opportunity to celebrate these days, why not?
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that around these holidays, especially, we as Americans tend to commercialize so much. So we commercialize Christmas, we commercialize birthdays, we commercialize Valentine's Day, Halloween, Mother's Day, and I think the opportunity, and you pointed to it, Oren. It's not about the gift giving per se, but it's the emotion and the intention behind it. It's the opportunity to engage. It's the opportunity to share inside of the love that we have for each other. How we express it. And the expression can be flowers, can be candy, can be the little bears and the little gifts and stuff. And sometimes it's just, you know, hey, have a nice Valentine's Day, you know. I ran into some strangers today, and I just said, you know, have a great Valentine's Day, and it seemed to shift their being, you know, that engagement. So it's a smile, it's an intent, and I think it really points to the intentionality of who we are, and not necessarily the gift that we're given outside of the energy that we're exchanging.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm present to in this moment.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly it's an opportunity for that.
So we've got about 10 minutes left. Anything else that you guys want to bring up or churn up or that you're hearing in this conversation that you want to share? Open mic. And this is not a quiet crowd, so I don't even know why I'm quiet.
One of the things that brought me on the call was the question about being your own Valentine. And it's something that I've been trying since in the last few minutes, since I got the text saying, you know, to that, I've been trying to wrap my mind around that. And what is that about? You know, like, what would that look like? Like, and what came, the question came that came to is about loving oneself. And I haven't pondered on it, but I can see an opportunity to ponder on what it is, like what areas of it are, how do I love myself? You know, not from a narcissistic, not from any kind of narcissistic, from a narcissistic state, but more from like really like, what would love, you know, like really being the inquiry, what would be loving myself look like? Well, what is that, you know? Because I do know, and I know that love, that, I think that might be something else, but it's the best example I can give. It's like I would sometimes, a lot of times, like if someone asks me for money or somebody needs something, I would quicker give it to them than I would give, than if I see something for myself, to give it to myself. Or, you know, it's things like that. And I don't know, I live that far in the space of love or whatever, but it's just something to look at, like how is more attitudes about valuing oneself, how much you value yourself. You know, like a friend of mine was like told me that, oh, you're so jealous, but you live so ordinary. What's wrong with you? Like, you can afford to live better. Why don't you, you know? I'm like, it don't mean nothing to me, you know? But that also made me think about it, like, yeah, but I would do it for other people. Why would I not do it for me? You know? So just something to inquire. So I think that's what brought up that question. That question brought it up for me. More like an inquiry, not more like a space of, you know, just like to look at, basically, just to inquire about it. Like, how would love show up? You know, whatever we make up of love, how would that show up for me to me?
And I think we talked a little bit about it, but it really is getting present to that which we don't do for ourselves. So there's certainly that area of self-love that kind of gets distinguished inside of the conversation, and then begins to allow us an opportunity to look. Because I don't know that I know for myself, I don't often look at, you know, what am I not doing or doing for myself that's consistent with loving myself, you know? And I talked a little bit about, you know, not eating right necessarily, or not exercising enough, or, you know, some of the other things that I know that I should be doing that I'm not doing. You know, it's interesting. I know that my mom's leg strength is deteriorating, and I know that it would be great for her at 90 to walk more because her legs would then be stronger. But I'm present to that more so than I am, well, what am I doing about my exercise? And you know, what are the opportunities that I'm not doing to support myself or to support my body or to impact the, you know, the way I live or the way I'm eating or the way I'm exercising or that I could be exercising more than I'm doing. So, it forces all of those conversations to begin to come to the foreground because they've been in the background for whatever reason. Not like a good, bad thing, but they've been in the background, and conversations like this kind of presence it and bring it to the foreground so I can begin to distinguish for myself what it is that I'm up to and what it is that I'm committed to.
This is Maya. I was just thinking, you know, as everybody came on, is what would it be if we had a loving community? And I think that Oren and Glenn started to point it to, you know, I don't know what you're pointing to, but what I see for myself is that what is loving me, how does that contribute to the community? Like, what gets provided by loving yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like if love was in the community, what would be there? Will naturally be there in the community, like, you know, I could see health and well-being. You know, like, maybe who we are, maybe I need to start thinking of myself as the self, but more as the community.
Hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you are on the
because in loving yourself, I mean, there's a natural for myself. I think of we have this thing to survive. We have this thing to live. So we're going to do everything to survive and to live. So we're going to do things like take care of ourselves, eat. But what is it to love myself, and how does that impact the community? That's the inquiry that I'm in. And it's starting to show up like, wow, it's not just about me taking care of loving myself or taking care of myself, but it's like, this is the way I can also take care of my community through my well-being, through my ability to be with my community and to be emotionally well and psychologically well. Like now this... Who I am is just bigger than me. It's now a community.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I don't want to go there yet. I want to stick to me because I do a lot for the community. And I think and my conversations are a lot is about community. And what I was saying is like, I would do things for others, and I know they will feel love and taken care of and whatnot. But when it comes to doing for myself, like Glenn was saying, like, you know, why am I not doing that for me? It's like a good example, and this I think all of us can relate to this. I can remember when I was very, participating a whole lot in Landmark. And one of the things about Landmark, it's like I would not come to Landmark late, you know, and I would make sure that everything is on point when I'm dealing with Landmark and whatnot. But when it came to my own business, those very things that I would do for Landmark, I wouldn't do it for myself. And that's where I think for me is the inquiry. It's like my inquiry is like, why? Why would you not do that to you? So, you know, that's been a conversation for me for a long time, not now, not just in this. And just this whole Valentine thing brings that back up again for me. Because I think that's I think if each of us do that for ourselves, we will end up, the community will benefit. But it's not something outside of ourselves, like over there. It's an over here conversation, and I think for me, I think there's something about not feeling comfortable with thinking too highly or giving myself too much that is in the space of not feel deserving. So I would quickly go outside to the community, but there's something about that's where I want to dwell in. What is that non-deserving aspect of myself that I feel for myself? Because I believe that's there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about it that that gets churned up, that doesn't get resolved, that doesn't, that it's not a priority. And I'm choosing that. You know, not the world is choosing that. I'm not choosing myself as a priority. Because the truth is that if I'm here and well, the people around me will be here and well. But yet, I'm not, you know, I don't have it connected like that. So it's interesting. You know, it's a real interesting inquiry to be in.
I don't think it's narcissistic. I don't think it's ego either. I just think it's a space.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I agree with you. So maybe that's the place for us to dwell in inside of this conversation for tonight, at least, just to keep looking at what are some of the things that we can do for ourselves, or if not, if we're not there yet, to begin to presence what some of those things might be. And at some point in time, you know, we can talk about taking action with them. But I think it's important for us just to begin to get present to what those things are that we're not doing for ourselves, that would be important to us, that would be useful for us, that would make an impact in our lives.
Right.
Like, how many of us buy flowers for ourselves?
I'm sorry?
Say that again?
Like, how many of us buy flowers for ourselves?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that again. Say it again.
No, I said, I know I don't. So I'm saying, how many of us buy flowers
for ourselves,
as a gift to ourselves?
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Well, I used to.
For no particular reason.
Yeah, say it again. Arlen, you said how many of us buy flowers for other people, ourselves?
Yeah.
But
how many of us
buy
flowers
for ourselves? Yeah, that's a good point. Do you get that, Henrietta?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
So,
it was interesting.
So
it was interesting
that.
Because.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Henrietta.
I didn't hear what you said, Glenn.
No. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just saying it was interesting because this week I had this desire for flowers because I love fresh flowers, right? And I was looking around to see, you know, like where to get them, just where to get them, because I noticed that I like them, and I noticed that they usually come to me. So to answer Orin's question, it's not something I buy for myself, but it is something that I really, really enjoy. And I had intended to do that this week, to buy them for myself. You know.
Yeah, that's good. And I think one of the other things that we begin to get present to, what are some of the other things that we don't do that we could very easily do for ourselves? I know the other thing that comes to mind in this moment is playing music. Like, I love how music changes my, you know, my space. And sometimes I just forget to turn it on for whatever reason. But I know that when I do, it shifts my mood. I can feel the difference that the music plays in my being. But yet, there are times when I don't turn it on.
Now, that's so true. That's one of my things, too. I love music. When people are staying by me and playing music, I enjoy it so much.
but I don't ever play music for myself.
Yeah.
And I got yeah. tons of it. That's the interesting thing. I got tons of it.
Yeah. So I think there's some opportunities for all of us to kind of take a look and see what some of those things are. Maybe even make a list and come back to the show with what sharing your list and what have you noticed since this conversation.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
I think that's one a good idea.
Good. So let's do that because we're actually out of time. But I like this engagement and thank you all for being on the show in this engagement. I think we've opened up something. So it's an opportunity for us to keep widening the conversation around taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves and being present to the things that we're not doing consistent with loving ourselves fully.
Yes.
Henrietta, anything else you want to say about that?
I think we have a good conversation, a good start for this conversation, and I think we'll just be aware of it. You know, I like the question Oren asked himself about why won't I do this for myself? You know, because I'm always amazed by the work that people put into certain programs and projects, and you know. And that always amazes me. But there's just this little shift that can occur for us, and we can do it for ourselves. But it's what is it? What does it take? What does it take? Like I know one of the things last year I noticed about me. Was I traveled a lot, and whenever I was in someone else's home, I noticed how well I took care of their space.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I went, every house I visited, every place, I noticed that about me, you know, and I was like, okay, let's just see how well you take care of your space. And so I make it a point to do everything that I would do if I was in somebody else's house. I make sure I do that for myself every day, but I had to pay attention and make a conscious, deliberate decision to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because unconsciously I would treat somebody else's space better than my own. You know, so I started to notice that, you know. So I think we've got a good conversation going. Thank you to everybody who came on tonight, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. We're all over the planet. Today we're in Atlanta, we're in New York, we're usually in Chicago, and so thank you for being on the call. Again, we're going to Guyana in August, so check out our website www.blacksummit.org for information about our annual event, in 27th annual event. In Guyana, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, and join us from week to week. So peace and blessings, good night, and God bless.
Good night.
You too, good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.